We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Mem Hema Beis from two dots on the bottom. In the Mishnah, it said halacha regarding chametz on Pesach that it depends what size the dough stuck in the bowl is. If it's a kezayis, then yechayiv. If not, it's batel. And we learned the Gemara which cases are, but the Maisa is totally in kezayis and not a kezayis. Then the Mishnah says v'chein lein yatoma. The same halacha is in yatoma. And then it says the Mishnah makbar alav. If you're makbar on the dough, then it's chaytzitz. Then it has it's chatzitza. And rotsa b'kiyumoy. If you want it to stay there, it's kareba. It's part of the bowl. And the Gemara asked right away that the shikol stira. And the first on one hand says v'chein lein yatoma. It's mashma tuma has the same halacha as Pesach. That's talin kezayis. And then it says talin kepeda. If you're makbar to take it off. So let's see the Gemara inside. It says the Mishnah v'chein lein yatoma makbar alav chaytzitz. Rotsa b'kiyumoy kareba. Mi dami frek the Gemara hasam b'shiuri tal milsa. By Pesach, it's telling Shiura, Kazayas and not. And Hacha, but Kepeda, the Talmud Mosa. Here it's Kepeda. So what's going on in the Mishnah? It's a Shikol Stira. The Mishnah says, Echein Lein Yatoma. Then it says, if you're Makber or not, Amrav Yehuda, Eima, may you read the Mishnah like this. Lein Yatoma ain't a Kain. The Mishnah is saying like this. Tuma is not like Pesach. It's not telling Kazayas. It's telling Kepeda. Amle Abaya, you can't say that. Have a chain in your tumma ketani. It says a chain in tumma. It doesn't say in your tumma in a cane. It says a chain in your tumma. You can't change the whole mishnah. So what's pshat in our mishnah? Elam Abaya hachkama. This is pshat in our mishnah. The chain in your tziruf tumma be Pesach over shayim moishon yikaplukta. So we'll explain it outside. I'll read it inside. That the Gemara is saying, the mishnah is saying is that on Pesach, tumma and Pesach have the same din. The rest of the year, it's talin akpada or not. And what's the nafkamina by tuma? What are we talking about? We're not talking about here about chatzitza or not, according to Abaya. We're talking about the halacha is that you need a kebeya, you need a sheer kebeya of food to matama other things. And over here, you had in this bowl, sitting right next to the dough that was attached to the bowl, you have something a little less than a kebeya. That's tummy. And the batzek was tummy also. Now they're together. They're together now. And now, Shaila is, could this be Matam or something else? You need a Kabeya to Matam or something else. So is it Mitzurif? Is it, can you combine the two to make it into one thing that's Kabeya? So if it's bottle to the bowl, it becomes part of the bowl, you can't combine it. But if it's not bottle, you could combine it. So the Mishnah says that on Pesach, if it's a Kazayah, since the Gabe Chometz of Pesach, you have to get rid of it, so it can't be bottled to the bowl. So then it's mitzarif, it combines with the other food, and it's considered a kebeya at the time of other things. But if it's less than a kezayis, since on Pesach it's bottled, you're not mechuyav levayir, therefore it's not, it's part of the bowl. The rest of the year, and this is all talking about being makbid, even though you want to keep it there, but since it's Pesach, you have to mevayir it, that gives it a chashivus, and it's not bottled to the bowl. But the rest of the year, it's tali in, the rest of the year, it's tali in kepeda not. So let's read it inside. Hachkama, v'chein lein tziruf tuma pesach, uv'shayim ha'shari kaplukta. Hechidam, going to ika pachas mekebeya oichlim. There's less than a kebeya of food, and it was tamay. V'nogu b'hai batzek, and it's touching that batzek b'pesach. V'nogu b'hai batzek, touching that batzek. B'pesach, on pesach, the isurei chashuv mitzdarf. On Pesach, where it's a kezayis, so it's choshev, and you have to get rid of it, it's mitzdarf with all the food. B'shayim ha'shashonam, take a pay to tell you, it's telling you if you're makbir to take it off or not. In makbir alav, if you're makbir to take that dough off the bowl, mitzdarf, then it's considered a food, then it's mitzdarf with the other oichlin. In rotz b'kiyumo, if you want to stay in the bowl, harehu ka'areva, then it's like a areva, and it becomes part of the bowl. So that's Abaya's pshat in our mishnah. And the way we're answering that, it says v'chein means on Pesach has stayed in the Pesach. You know, even if you're not makbir, if it's a kezayis, it can't be part of the bowl because I have to get rid of it. I have to destroy it. That's chametz, and therefore it will be mitzurif to the pachas mikabeya to make a shir kabeya. That's on Pesach, but the rest of the year it's totally in kepeda. Maskeflo Rava has a kasha on a bias pshat on our mishnah. Maskeflo Rava miktoni mitzdarif. Don't say our mishnah mitzdarif. It says v'chein linyan tuma. In makbrilov chaytze, it's a lashon chatzitza. We're not talking about stiruf, about combining foods. Masmer Rav mitarim mitzdarav a chaytze k'tarin. It says our mishnah chatzitza. Elam Rav. Rav is a very similar pshat, but just going to change the halacha of tumah that we're handling. We're handling the halacha of chatzitza. When you're toivel a keli or a person of the same price, you can't have a chatzitza. You can't have something, a foreign object, on attached to the keli or attached to your body. So here we're handling, toiveling this bowl from Tumah. Now, if it has a foreign object, it's a chatzitza. So what makes it a chatzitza? Here you have dough in the cracks. What makes it a chatzitza? You have dough in the cracks of the bowl. What makes it a chatzitza? Elam Rav say, read the Mishnah. V'chein l'halei stara la'areva. In order to be matar in the mikvah, the bowl, that's the shayla. So the Gemara is going to say, I'll say it outside first, that on Pesach, so if it's a kezayis, even though you're not makbid, it's chatzitza. Why? I got rid of it. Because there's a chiv to get rid of it. A chiv chum to get rid of it. Mashiach is less than a kezayis, and I'm not makbid, it becomes part of the bowl. It's not a chatzitza. And all year round, it's totally in kepeid or not. So Elam Rav, v'chein l'halei stara la'areva. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Going to itmi hachareva. The bowl became tummy. Ubala tfule, and you want to be tovel it. Bit Pesach, the suri chashuv. On Pesach, that kezayis is chashuv. Chaytis, it's a chatzitza. Lo sakla tvila. Tvila doesn't work. Shai Mas Hashanah the rest of the year. Bit pay the talim. Let's tell you if you're makbrandis. You makbralov. If you're makbrandis dough, then it's chaytis. It's a chatzitza. But it's a vacuum. If you want it to stay, hareyuk hareva becomes part of the bowl. And the halach is that you are, that it is, because by the bowl, it's not a chatzitza. That's Rava's pshat. Very good smack of pshat of the Mishnah. Maskel v'ra papa, mik tani v'chein li yatayra, v'chein li yatohali yatoma k'tani. It says the Mishnah v'chein li yatoma, it's having something to do with tamay, not something to do with tayra. That's our papa's kasha. It's not like, v'chein li yatoma doesn't sound like mikvah. It sounds like becoming tamay. Elo v'ra papa, and we also have to work out the word chatzitza. So our papa's taking him all the wording in the Mishnah. Elo v'ra papa, in order, we're talking about making the areva tamei. And what happened? The sheretz touched the batzik, touched the dough in the cracks of the areva. It didn't touch the areva itself, it's a bowl. Touched the dough in the crack. So here it depends. If the dough is part of the bowl, so then it becomes tamei because it touched the bowl. But if it's a foreign object, it doesn't become tamei because it touched the batzik, not the bowl. And the batzik came in time with the bowl. Because the food came with time of a bowl, a rishon came with time of a bowl. So that's the nafkamina if it touched, if the batzik's part of the keli or not. So hechidam, you can go in the noga, sheretz, behind batzik. Sheretz touched that dough. Bit Pesach, the isuri chashuv. On Pesach, you have to get rid of it because it's a chiv leva'er. So then it's not part of the bowl and it's a chatzitza. The isuri chashuv chaytzitz. So it's chatzitza and the sheretz did not touch the bowl, it touched the batzik. The rest of the year, on taking away this dough as soon as possible, then it's chaytza, it's a foreign object, and you didn't touch the bowl. If you want it to be here, if you want it to stay here, then it's like the bowl, and if it's like the bowl, then if a sheret touches the bowl, the entire bowl becomes tamei. So Ad Kan, explaining the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph with V'chein Li Yatumah. And the pshat is that on Pesach is different than all year round. On Pesach is totally in if you have to give a varit, which is a kezayis. That means even if you're not, if you're makbid, of course it's not part of it. It means if you're not makbid, still, since it's a kezayis, it's a chiv tevar, so it's considered a foreign object. All year round, it's totally in kepeda, that's the main tliya. So look to Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. Batzek hacheresh, or hacheres. Two pshatim rashi. Batzek hacheresh, yesh kiyotze boy, shahichmet areza aser. What's batzek hacheresh? So for your first part, Rashi, it means cheresh, like a lashon of someone who was deaf. That it's a batzik that we're not sure if it's chametz. It got a little red, but we're not sure if it's chametz. We can't tell. It's like a cheresh, like Rashi says, someone who's deaf, but he has ears. You don't know he's deaf because it's not nicker. Same thing, this dough is not sure. We're not sure if it's chametz. That's one pshat batzik ha-cheresh. The other pshat is you read a batzik ha-cheresh, that it's hard. It's very hard, like a piece of pottery. And that nicker of its chametz because it's red, because it's hard. And it's also because it's red. So here we have a suffix chametz. What's the halacha? So in the Mishnah it says, if you made a second dough at the same exact time, then you check the other dough. The other dough is chametz already, then this is chametz also. Hareza also. Zog to Gemara. What happens if ain't sham kiyotzeboy? What happens if you don't have a not a dough to compare it to. Mahu, Amravon Rav Shim Ben Lakish, Kadei Shiyelech Adam, Mimigdal Nunyal Tveria Mil. If the dough sits by itself for the time it takes a person to walk from Migdal Nunyal to Tveria, which is a mil, that is how long it becomes Chametz. When David Mil, just say Mil, like Mashwan, the Shiur of the Mil, that the length of a mil is a Migdal Nunyal Vat Tveria. So, it's telling you from Migdal Nunyal to Tveria, that's how big a mil is. Akapanim. What does it say in our Gemara? That we're not sure if it's chametz, if it waits 18 minutes, a mil, a sheer mil, then it is chametz. Now, what's a mil? I threw in 18 minutes. That's how the Mishabura and the Shogunar of Paschal is 18 minutes. And that's how we Paschal. 18 minutes is a mil. There is another sheet of 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. But we're machmer a mil. And not only that, the halacha is that if you leave it 18 minutes, it's also ba'ana. It's considered chametz. If the dough sits for 18 minutes, it is chametz. If you're going to compare it to, the halacha is 18 minutes, the dough sits by itself, it is chametz. And this is the makar from this gemara. Once we mention this, a Ravo on Rosh Hashanah Malakish, that we're talking about a mil, like Gabi Chametz, we're going to mention some other halachas. Amra Ravo on Rosh Hashanah Malakish. Legavel, Vilatvila, Natir Zdayim, Arba Milim. What it means is like this. Legavel means if someone was hired to make challah for someone, make a dough and make a bread for someone. And he went to the house and he sees their kalim are tamid. So he has to go to the mikvah to table the kalim. If not, it's going to be tamid the dough. How far do you have to go? How far to go to a mikvah? So look, you have to walk 4 mil, 72 minutes to go get to and to get table the kalim. V'chein tefillah, tefillah also, what is tefillah? Tefillah is that if you're going in a derech and you want to daven, you have to daven with a minion. So you have, if it's within 4 mil, you have to wait to daven until you get to 4 mil and daven the shul. And until sadayim, same thing, until sadayim, when you're coming to eat bread, you have to wash your hands. For until sadayim, you have to go 4 mil out of your way, or not out of your way, on your way, wait 4 mil, 72 minutes, till you find a place with water. Gemara is going to explain this. First of all, Eva Amra. First of all, it was Eva, not Ravavo. It was Eva. And also, Varabo. He had a fourth one. Ravavo Amrabo. What's the fourth one? V'chodavinayo Ibud. The Tanai. We went to the Mishnah. V'kulon. The lach is that Oichlim have a certain shiurim for Tumah. What about the skin of an animal? So the Mishnah says, depends. Before you tan it and make it into a leather, it has a din of a lot of animals that soft skin, has a din of meat, has a din of food. So the Mishnah says, "Akulam she'ibdu," if you ma'abed it, you tanned it, made it into leather, or she'hilich behem k'day avoida, or you walked on it, k'day avoida, the shear of avoida, tahirim. Then it's tahar, it doesn't have a din of tumas ach oichlim. Chutz, me'ar adam, besides for ar of a person, there it always never gets to the level of being a tablecloth, because they didn't want people to turn their father's skins into tablecloths. Therefore, they said that's always mekabotoma, doesn't have a din of a keli of tanned skins. But like upon him, it says in this Mishnah that someone who walked in a kedeya avoida is tahirim. Kama kedeya avoida, kedeya hiluch arba milim, 4 milim. So there's a fourth thing that needs 4 mil. The four things are to table kelim for challah, number two, to le tefillah for davening minyan. Firashi means davening minyan, and tias dai for washing hands for bread. And the fourth thing is walking on a piece of ark kedeya avoida. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, lo yishanu alafana. This whole halacha, you have to walk 4 mil. It's only on your way. It's direct, it's in front of you. You're going. You're on the way to Toronto. So now you have to daven mincha. You don't want to daven mincha now, but you have. If you wait 72 minutes and you go ahead 72 minutes, you'll daven a minyan. You have to wait 72 minutes and daven a minyan. Same thing with washing hands. You're hungry now, but you're on the way. You have to wait 72 minutes to wash your hands from the tilas adayim. Now, but akrav to go out of your way, I feel a mil in the chayz. You don't have to go a mil, which is you don't have to go 18 minutes. But Omer Avach, you learn from there, milu de nechayzer, hapach is a mil chayzer. But 17 minutes you have to go out of your way. 18 minutes you don't have to go out of your way. So, this, in this, what's the halacha of Yosef Beisai? So, Pashtos, Yosef Beisai is considered going out of your way, and therefore, you have to go at least a mil. So, the Mishabur Taka brings down that if you have a minion within a mil, you have to go. It means you're on vacation, you have a minion within a meal, within 18 minutes, you gotta go. And especially if you're home and you're within 18 minutes of a minyan. So I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah. It says, "Ayoshev beisa dinikel la'achrav akein hadar beyishuv teich mil lemokum shvam basari." You're living in a place where you're within 1 mil of a place where you're davening with a minyan. I read you Mishnah Berurah simin tzadik simkato numbeis. It says, "Sarach leilach b'chol yom be'baikel spal basara." And v'zeh asif, he says, "Utechachas megula." This is a musar from those people shehim be'ir, almost ask them leilach b'ezek nesis spal mechamarev, and they're lazy to go to marev. They have to walk those days 18 minutes, but they're walking 18 minutes. They were lazy. He said, "This is a tachachas begulim, but you have to walk with daven a minyan for 17 minutes." That's the halacha, and comes from this gemara.